10 Perek of Yevamos, Mishne Tes. Ben Teisha Yoyim Echot, another aloha of this 9-year-old, between 9 and 12, 13-year-old, Shabbat Yevim, to have relations with his Yevamos. Umishe Higdil Nose Isha Acheres Umeis. After he became a gadol, he married another woman, he died. So he died without children. Now there's a need to do Yibum. Im Lo Yodas Rishon, if he never had relations with the first one, the Yivam, Mishigdal, after he became an adult, so basically he never finished off the Yibum. The first one has to do Chalitza because she's still in the Zika from the first from her first husband, and he never finished it off. And the other brothers cannot do Yibum because he passed her on the brothers, but they have to do Chalitza. The second one, the second one could do Chalitza Yibum because the second one is a regular wife. He says that his brother can be miyabim anyone he wants and do chalitza to the second one. Why? Because he says that we have a suffix also over here. If that which was done to the first wife when it was a ketana had a status of yibum, if it had a status of yibum, then she's considered his wife, and you could be miyabim her. On the other hand, if it didn't have a status of yibum, then he didn't do anything to her, and the other brother could be miyabim the first wife, but he'll have to do chalitza to the second wife because on the tzad that there was no yibum initially done to the first wife, so she's not considered a wife of this second brother that died. So once again, let's just summarize the case: somebody died, and his brother was a minor. Did Yibum to his wife. Then the minor became an adult. We call the minor Mr. Reuven. Mr. Reuven became an adult. He married a second wife and died. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it says a chiddush that the remaining brother, we'll call him Levi, could either be Miyabim, the first wife, and if he does so, he has to do Chalitza to the second wife. Why? Because he holds that after this minor did Yibum to the first wife, we have a suffix. Maybe it is considered Yibum, in which cases she's considered the wife of the second husband and Mr. Reuven's wife, and therefore he could do Yibum to her. And that would part of the second wife of Mr. Reuven, the Chayinu Lebrocha. Or if we say that it's not considered Yibum, it's considered nothing. Nothing happened. If nothing happened, then he can marry her because he's doing Yibum. He said the fact that she's the Yavama of the first brother, but she's not the wife of Mr. Reuven, and therefore he has to do Chalitza to the wife of Mr. Reuven. Echad shu ben teisha shanim yomecha v'echad shu ben esrim shanim shalo hevi shtei sairis. The status of a minor is, generally speaking, 9-year-old to bar mitzvah, but also if he reached the age of 20 and did not get two hairs under his armpit or the pubic areas, he has a status of a cotton, and therefore the same status applies. Once he reaches 35 years and he did not get these two sairis, then we treat him as a sris chamo, which we learned before. Sris chamo cannot be miyabim or choilas.